This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. For more than 50 years, Dayton, Ohio native Bob Crotty curated a remarkable collection of baseball memorabilia. Those items filled the Green Diamond Gallery in Montgomery. This was a private museum and club that opened back in 2007. But that local landmark for baseball fans shuttered last month. And now Crotty's impressive collection is headed to auction. Hunt Auctions, which is facilitating the auction in Louisville starting November 9, calls the Green Diamond's collection, quote, an extremely comprehensive grouping. It features more than 100 Hall of Fame jerseys, bats used in games, and thousands of autographs and more. So joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the collection and the auction is Hunt Auctions president Dave Hunt. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Absolutely. So I want to say first off the bat, you brought in a bat that I just held, and you are telling me that this was a bat used in a baseball game by one Babe Ruth.
Yeah, just absolutely amazing group of items that Bob has acquired over nearly 50 years. And, you know, Ruth is sort of where you start all memorabilia and maybe baseball and maybe even sports conversations as far as history is concerned. And, you know, one thing that's sort of interesting, a lot of people pick this bat up and you just did, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
It's the first thing people notice about it. And they think, how did he swing this bat? Because most modern players swing a bat that's 31 ounces, 32 ounces. Babes are usually around 40, sometimes in excess of 40 ounces. So when you get a piece like this with that kind of provenance and history behind it, it should be about 100 to 200,000 once it gets to the block this weekend.
How rare is it to come into a collection like what Mr. Crotter had at the Green Diamond Gallery?
We've been doing this almost 30 years, and I've known Bob for 20 plus of those 30 years, but there really are very few collections of his comprehensive nature where he has incredible artifacts that really date from the 1800s all the way to current. And Bob curated them really in every essence of the word over all those decades, with building an experience around his love for the game, being able to bring Hall of Famers into the Cincinnati region and have people be able to share this history and learn about it and see it. And he sort of accomplished it. I mean, there really just wasn't a whole lot more for him to do in that way. So he decided, if we're going to do this right all along, let's do it right now, put it out, let people enjoy it, and do some good with benefiting a charity as well.
I'm looking at some of the values, and I guess these are estimated of what could come in at the auction in terms of a haul. And this Babe Ruth bat, for example, is estimated to fetch between $100,000 and $200,000.
Yeah, there are hundreds and hundreds, really thousands of pieces. This is just the first installment. This is going to take over a year to accomplish. But one neat thing about it, and maybe for your listeners as well, we're talking about some very expensive pieces. There are a lot of really interesting and cool pieces that the gallery had that'll be several hundred dollars, you know, artwork, bronzes, Cincinnati Reds materials. So, but then there are definitely archive pieces that are going to be, you know, benchmarks like the Mantle jersey at 150 to 300,000.
Yeah, you've got a 1960 Mickey Mantle New York Yankees home jersey. That's estimated between 150 and $300,000.
Yeah.
And who are the people that are looking to spend that much money on one of these items?
It's really people all over the world. I mean, we've cultivated a lot of clientele through our relationships with Major League Baseball and the NFL and others. And with a collection this significant, there will be people flying to Louisville from all over the country to bid. They'll have proxies bidding for them. There'll be people bidding online via telephone. So it'll be interesting to see where these things go.
Is the auction controlled? It's not like an eBay thing where you can just watch over a certain period of time. Is there going to be, like, you know, one of those auction guys up there?
Yeah, we've really cultivated this over the years to obviously modernize it with interactive online bidding and all those sorts of things. But it is a live auction, okay. And that's something we love. We love the excitement of it, the energy of it. You can't replace that. So while you can bid with all the technological aspects of today's world, you can also come and raise your paddle in the air and sort of be the best man standing if you wish.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot in terms of the items that you have, but our Howard Wilkinson, he's our senior political analyst. He's a big baseball fan as well, loves the Cincinnati Reds and the Dayton Dragons, and has made visits to the Green Diamond back when it was operating. And he said that he saw a letter written by Lou Gehrig, who was suffering from his disease by the time he wrote this letter. And I guess someone had written to him explaining, you know, that he's also suffering from ALS. And Lou wrote him back and talked about how he deals with it. And apparently this letter was there.
I recall that. I do not believe that letter is in this first offering, but I do recall that. I do recall in this offering, there is a payroll check or some sort of a check that relates to Garrick's time at the Mayo Clinic. Oh, wow. So again, Bob had, you know, the foresight to acquire sort of the best that he could find along the way. So to your question, if there was a Lou Gehrig autograph available at that time, he would go for a letter of significance versus just a 3x5 that was signed by Gehrig. And anytime you get that contextual information, certainly you're going to have a lot bigger value.
How do those types of items enter the marketplace? You know, you expect to see a bat or a jersey, some piece of the game at these auctions, but to find something so personal.
Yeah, it's a great question. Even it ties into something we do every year at this event, which is an appraisal fair, where people maybe have these things, and there is usually a winding story about how it got there. So there could be somebody that's relative was a nurse at that clinic and got that letter because Gehrig's wife was favored to her and gave her that. I mean, there's all kinds of stories. We just sold a Babe Ruth jersey recently for just under $6 million. It set a world record for any sports memorabilia piece. And that likely was handed down to a minor league player, you know, 100 years ago, and then their family kept it. So, you know, again, we always encourage people out there, whatever they have, you might not think it's much of historic value, but always check it out to find out what it's worth, even if you don't sell it, just to educate yourself and preserve these pieces for future generations.
Well, of course, the Green Diamond had some great Cincinnati Reds memorabilia. You've got a 1974 Pete Rose Cincinnati Reds home jersey. That's estimated to go between $7,500 and $10,000. You've got a Crosley Field Stadium locker, so that's valued between $4,000 and $6,000. But you've also got World Series rings.
Yeah. There's World Series rings from 75, 76, the Big Red Machine, but then even back to 1940, you know, in that early Reds championship period was, the locker is a really cool piece. That's one of my favorites. It's a quite literally an original red and white painted wood locker with the original white mesh in there. But for visitors of Green Diamond that have seen it, you know, Bob had it customized with a plate glass front so you can display things in it. One thing that, you know, I think I've been really...
We just got a few seconds left.
Yeah, sure. Just an incredible museum collection. So even if you don't want to bid, come down and see it. We really encourage it.
I got to ask this in 10 seconds.
Sure.
I'm looking at some of the rings, the World Series 5 to 10,000 for 75 and 76, but Tom Browning's ring from 1990 is valued between 15 and 25.
Iconic player from an iconic team. Very popular.
Awesome. I want to thank Dave Hunt of Hunt Auctions. We've got all the details on this auction at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Very cool to have you here and explain that to us. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
My pleasure.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can find all of our archives at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.